When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests.
You know what's creepy about Three's Company is the way the guy sings is, come and knock on our door. Like, it just sounds like the call and response is creepy. Just the, because it's like the guy's like, come and knock on our door. Come and knock on our door. It just, yeah. Three's Company is just creepy in general because it's like, it's basically a show about hate and lack of freedom, where they're just like, I have to pretend to be gay to live with these two women.
Yes.
Or this landlord's going to give us the boot. Right?
And it could never happen now.
No. It would be like, wait, what's your problem
now? He would
now?
Be a likable character. Yeah, like, and he's like, yeah. Wasn't he always doing a very effeminate voice back at him in a very uncomfortable...
Mr. Roper would do this, like, hand motion just to be like some swishy thing that was super offensive, but now it would just be like they'd be coming in to like meet with a landlord for a place and be like, okay, so what's the deal? You guys are not like, fill the thing out, just put married, single, whatever. It's a sign. They check it, they single, and they're like, okay, be like, wait, so I don't have to pretend to be gay to get this apartment? No, not a problem at all. My dad did. What if it's like Three's Company, the next generation? Jack Tripper's son, Tyler Tripper.
Tyler?
Yeah. Tyler would be like, you can come in anytime. Just push the, when you're ready, I'm ready. Don't wait, because I will do this for the next 4 hours. I will talk about these shows. So just know that.
We have all the time in the world in here.
I'm ready when you're ready. And then Pat is going to run the board. And let me tell you about this next guy, Martin Courtney. How are you, Martin?
Good.
You're good. You, yeah, he's going to go there.
All right.
You are in the band Real Estate, but you broke up the, no, you didn't break up the band. This is a solo, you have a solo album. First of all, Real Estate are one of my favorite bands. And you have a solo album coming out called Many Moons. Comes out on Friday.
It does.
It's so exciting. And the album's so good.
Thank you.
And you, Coors Light. No, by you do it. By all means. Mike, it's great to see that Mike has gotten to you and your associates. We had fancy beer here, but now they're just pounding Coors Lights. I don't know where they got this Mets paraphernalia from. They're already... The Mets are winning. 4-3. Look, Mike, I just hope... Look, if you Mets fans can handle winning, God bless you. I hope you win all, win every game. But I don't think it's good for you. It's only going to set you up for more frustration. And Pat, when you're ready, I'm ready. I will vacate the mic and hand it over to you guys. You guys are going to play a couple songs?
Yeah, I think we're going to do 3 songs.
All right. Now, everybody... This is Martin Courtney. The album's called Many Moons. It is available on Friday.
It is.
And who's the label?
Domino.
Domino, which is also the label that puts out your Real Estate records.
Correct.
So the streak continues.
It does.
Okay.
Thankfully.
Do you want to... There's the crack of the Coors Light. Mike, you did it again. You're like a... It's like he's like a... It's like Hail Bop converting people. Just... And this is exciting. This is the first musical guest down at the studio to play. So thank you for coming down.
It's an honor. Thank you for having us.
Would you introduce the guys in the band?
I will, yeah. This is, we got Doug Keith here on the electric guitar and Jarvis Tavernier on the electric bass. We also have Matt Coleman, who usually plays keys, but he didn't bring his keyboard.
Okay. Well, I'm going to step aside and say, the floor is yours, Martin.
Okay. Two, three, four.
Thank you.
Wanted to grow. Faith.
I'm well. How are you? Thank you for having
me. I'm good. I'm a lot better now that you played songs. Like that segue. That was pretty slick. That was pretty slick, right? Well, why don't we get our bearings? We'll reset, and then we'll you and me and Gail Bennington will talk for a little bit. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
All right. How's that sound? Does that work for you guys? Thank you, guys. You guys were so awesome.
Thank you.
And what are the names of those songs, Martin?
The first one is called Northern Highway. The second one is called Vestiges. And the last one was called Airport Bar.
And they are all, none of them are on the new album, right? The solo album.
None of
True
them
or false.
Are not on the new album.
None of them are not on it. So, wait, that means that they are on it. And it's called...
Many moons,
and it comes out this Friday. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
I liked it very much.
You liked it very much.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks, Mike.
What's going on with the? How's it been hanging out there with Mike?
It's good.
First of all, what I really don't like is a mic out there. I can hear. People can actually hear him better, right?
Is that what's going on? That's great.
There's a mic out there, right?
Oh, that's true.
Mike.
Yeah.
See, now it's so much clearer. Let's kill that forever. Was he talking about the Mets a lot?
He didn't say a word.
He didn't say a word? What kind of host are you, Mike? I thought you'd show these guys. You're doing... That's a fair point.
Well, he cracked a beer every 5 minutes.
Yeah, and he taught you guys how to do it. Next thing you know, you're coming in here. Oh, no. There it is. You learned them well, Mike. Now they have gone from being high-minded people to Coors Light enthusiasts. You did it. No, three more under your wing, right? The cult grows. You'll be down in, you're like, what's his face in Waco? What was that guy's name?
Koresh.
That's right. Right, Mike? Get you a compound. The David Koresh of Bayonne. Set you up by the bridge. When are they going to open that bridge? Next year. Bayonne. What a great idea. Let's take the Bayonne Bridge and the Pulaski Skyway and have both of them be closed at the same time. Nice infrastructure, tri-state area. Don't get me started on this. Let's try to have fun talking about normal stuff like... Oh, I don't know. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier, and... yeah, you, the best show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support the best show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.